bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
The pastor says you must be renewed, but where must the renewal take place? Where must the renewal take place? Note, it says renewed in. Renewed in. In where? In the spirit of your mind. In the spirit of your mind. You know, I love the Bible. I don't know about you. I love this book. Because it is so clear in what it says, especially when you know how to interpret what it is saying. Now, the passage is renewed in the spirit of your mind. Why didn't you just say renewed in your mind? There are other places where it says renewed in your mind, but the word renewed there is not anakinosis. So that is a different kind of renewal, but this one, in the spirit of your mind, in the spirit of your mind. That means your mind has a spirit. So, whoa, does my mind have a spirit? Yes, in the spirit of your mind. In the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What is the spirit of your mind? The spirit of your mind is the force that controls the way your mind works. The spirit of your mind, the force that controls the way you think. You see, physiologically, we have a brain. Who teaches the brain what to think? And who controls how the brain should function? Who puts ideas into the brain? Well, the scripture is saying that there is a force. There is an unseen force that controls the way you think. And that unseen force that controls the way you think, if it is not transformed, the way you think will remain the same. So for the believer, after we have been born again, we have been made new in our spirit. The pond is clean. We have to take the bucket, the soul, the mind, and renew it. And make it in such a way that if it takes something from your spirit, it will not be contaminated. Because your mind also has an unseen force that controls it. That is why sometimes a thought will get into your mind and you say, where did that come from? Where did that come from? I'm not supposed to be thinking this, but I'm thinking it. Because there is a spirit of the mind. The spirit of the mind, another word for the spirit of the mind, is the soul. The unseen power that controls the processes of your brain and of your thinking and of your conduct. And so Paul is telling us that we have to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, in our souls. There has to be a renewal. Now, if you read the passage well, it says, you must do the renewal. You do the renewal. So after you become born again, you have a responsibility. And the responsibility is you have to ensure that the soul, the spirit of your mind becomes as new as your spirit. That's your job. That's my job. If you never get to do that, if you're not able to do that well, what's going to happen is you will hear all these great things about who you can be. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. You are able in Christ. You have power in Christ. But you don't experience any of it. And you're going to say, but I was told when the pond is changed, the sickness will be gone. but I'm still getting the bilharzia. The problem is not the new pawn. It's because there is something you are doing that is transmitting what used to be back into your life. It is called your mind. And the mind has got a spirit, a force that controls the way you think. And the passage says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How do you do that? Well, the passage tells us two things we must do. First, he says, put off the old man, the old nature. Put off the old. That means unlearn the old. Put it off. And who is the old man? The passage calls the old man your former conduct. Not your former spirit, but your former lifestyle, the way you used to live before your salvation. It includes your past moral conduct. Lying, gossiping, cheating, fornication, adultery, profanity. Put them off. It includes your past mental way of thinking. Fear, worry, anxiety, unforgiveness, envy, strife. Put off. It includes your past spiritual conduct, wrong spiritual beliefs, divination, ancestral worship, astrology, horoscopes, occultism. Put them off. So there is a way you used to behave. When you come into Christ, you must put those things off. Because if you don't put them off, the spirit of your mind will never get renewed. And if the spirit of your mind never gets renewed, then the brand new spirit you have in Christ cannot impact your life as effectively as it should. So if you get born again, you're a Christian, you still read your stars. Still read your horoscopes. You believe you are Scorpio, you are Virgo, you are Leo, you are Capricorn, you are whatever you think you are. People ask you, my star is this. That's your former conduct. And that mindset is against the purposes of God. It's in the Bible. You have to put them off. Ancestral worship. Pouring libation to ancestors, calling on your ancestors to help you, put them off. Are you following me? Because this is your former conduct. This is how the old man used to behave. It's still in your bucket. You need to go to that bucket and fetch some new water from the pond and clean the bucket and get rid of every residual bacteria. Put off fear, anxiety, worry, envy, strife, destroying people. Some of us never forgive. And Jesus says, if you don't forgive, your Father will not forgive you. If you don't forgive, your prayer will be hindered. There is power in your spirit, but this conduct of unforgiveness can limit the power from flowing in your life. Put off physical desires, fornication, profanity. You want to live life in the spirit, you have to put off some stuff. And if you don't put them off, your Christian life will be like nothing happened. You know, that is why a lot of Christians spend their time running after so-called men and women of God. Because nothing is happening in their own lives. They want somebody to make it happen for them. But if you get your life fixed properly, your spiritual channels properly operating, you would see so much of the power of God in your own life. So that's what Paul is saying. The spirit of your mind has to be renewed. How does it happen? Put off some things. So it's like wearing a garment. You take it off and put it away. I'm not going to do these things again. I'm not going to be pouring libation again. I'm not going to read my stars again. I'm not going to go to somebody somewhere to consult for my destiny again. Because that's your former conversation. That's what you used to do. You go and consult for your destiny. Now you go to God and He shows you your destiny by His Spirit living inside of you. If you want to have a real relationship with God, there are some things you've got to put off. Because if you don't put them off, the bucket will still carry the bacteria. Your former life, former way of behavior. Then it says after you've put off, you have to put on. Put on. Very interesting phrase. Put on. What does it mean? To put on means to learn the new. Learn the new. Learn to behave in the new way. The new life of righteousness and holiness and love and forgiveness. You have to learn it. Is it going to come easy? No, but you have to learn it. Just like you learn how to work mathematics. And you learn how to work whatever you're doing. Everything is learned. Righteousness, you have to learn to live righteous. You have to learn to live holy. You have to learn to walk in love. You have to learn to forgive. Is it going to be easy? No. But you have to put it on. You have to put on a life of the Spirit, a life of faith. Life of faith in God, trust in the Lord, trust in the Word of God. You have to put that on because that's your new nature. The new man trusts God. And when you do that, then the passage says, the spirit of your mind will be renewed. And when the spirit of your mind is renewed, then your born-again spirit has a bucket as clean as it. And whatever comes from your spirit into your soul can now pour into your body and manifest in your body. If you want to hear from God, God is always speaking. Where is He speaking from? Not from heaven above, but He's speaking from within you. He's always speaking. Why can't you hear Him? There's some stuff that is messing up your hearing ability. You have to put off. Everybody say put off. And say put on. That's the way it works. The life of the Spirit requires some putting off and some putting on so that we can have a renewal of our mind. We begin to think as people with spiritual authority, not people running away from demons. See, in your former life, you ran away from demons. You're constantly, who is after me? What is coming against me? What is coming against me? Who is coming after me? The people of my father's house, my mother's house. Constant, that's your mind. That's the mind of the old. When you come into Christ and your mind is renewed, you're not thinking about who is after you again. You're not. It's like if you used to be a mouse, your mind tells you somebody is after me, a cat is after me. But when you become a cat, you don't still think like a mouse, somebody's after me, and keep running. Next time you see a mouse, you're running. Next time you see another cat, you are running. You forget you've also become a cat. Are you following me? When you were an unbeliever, devils were chasing you. But now, you are in Christ. You are seated with Christ in heavenly place. Your mind must now think like somebody who has authority. So when somebody tells you they are coming, you say, let them come. There are forces against you. You say, I'm against them too. That's my new mind. Somebody wants to destroy you. I want to get them too. Because I am not a chicken again. I'm not a mouse again. I'm not down again. I am in Christ. I am seated in heavenly places. I have authority. I have power. I have dominion. I walk in this new understanding. But if you don't know that, then although you say you're a believer, somebody comes and says, I saw a dream about you. I saw three owls. Three owls. One was at the top, the other was at the side. Then fear comes into you. Well, if you know who you are, then you say, well, maybe I've got dinner. I must catch these owls, kill them, skin them, roast them, and stew them. Because now in the new mindset I have, I don't run from owls. Somebody wants to shake your hands and they say this person has got forces. Force. You're afraid to shake your hand. Shake their hand. If you believe greater is he who is in you than he that shake their hand. If anybody should run from anybody, they should be running after you. They should be the one who don't want to shake your hand. This is the mind. And the Bible says, put it on. Somebody say, I put on the new mind of a victorious one in Christ Jesus. And when you do that, let me conclude. When you do that, you acquire the mind of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. There is something called the mind of the Spirit. It's different from the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind is how your mind functions. The mind of the Spirit is how the Holy Spirit thinks. And we must put on our mind the mind of the Spirit. So you think as the Spirit of God thinks. He thinks you are the head and not the tail. You say, I am the head and not the tail. He thinks no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I think no weapon formed against me shall prosper. They will come against me one way and they will flee before me six, seven ways. That's what my spirit, the Spirit of God thinks. And that has to become my thinking. When you start operating that way, you will realize so much power flowing out of you, because your mind has now been renewed and you have put on the mind of Christ. And it is in this place that we have authority, which I'm going to talk about next week. The authority of the Spirit. The authority of the Spirit. Because until you have this renewal, authority would look like something for pastors and prophets and men of God. But when you have this renewal, you know authority is for you, because you are born again and you are a child of God.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.